Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. If you're new here, here's a bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, True Classic, and more. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. So guys, today I want to talk about something that a lot of startups underestimate, and that's the power of hiring an agency to do all of your content for you. And before you think, oh, here we go, another plug, they're trying to promote their own agency, let me tell you straight up, when my brother and I started this company, we tried doing it all ourselves. And I want to be real with you, it's not easy to do everything yourself, including creating the content. When you're making content, you have to realize that it's literally just another wing of your business, and it ends up turning into another business in of itself. And so unless you want to really take the time to figure out all the pieces, which if you do, totally cool, and I would highly encourage it. But many founders don't, because they realize it's a whole nother business that they're trying to build. And when you realize this, what you'll think about is, okay, how can I find somebody or something that can really help me build out the best content possible? And that's why I want to talk about bringing on a content agency and how it actually will change so many things for you. So here's the thing. Agencies bring in a lot of experience, and I'm going to be breaking it down very unbiased. I'll be taking a look at every agency, so not just ours, but just in general, just so you can get the full picture. So when I say they bring in experience, what I mean is that they've already gone through the trial and error across hundreds of brands and industries. And what this will do is it'll fast track your growth. Think about it. If you are just starting out and you're creating content in-house for your own team, how many times have you done that before? Once maybe in your other business, or maybe you've done it, you know, once in your own business now and it failed. But think about an agency who does that on repeat for everyone. They've probably done it 10, 15, 20, 50 times before. And if you're working with someone like this, they have all the operations in place for what works well and what doesn't. They've already tested hundreds of creatives, they've refined their processes, and they know exactly who to target for certain brands, especially if they've worked with brands that are similar to yours. So when you're bringing on an agency, you're not just getting people who make content. You're actually paying for like these hard-earned insights of what works and what doesn't, and this will help you fast-track your growth. All right, let's move on to number two. One thing that I want to say here, guys, is that when I say agencies, I mean agencies who are actually good. Now, there may be agencies out there who don't do these things properly, or maybe who haven't worked with companies before and they don't have the learnings. But if you can find agencies that do have it, then all of these things will check off. All right, so the second point is metrics and dashboards. This is huge. And most agencies who do have like the right processes built out will have detailed metrics, dashboards, and testing processes that a typical startup just doesn't have the time to build out, unless, of course, you're building in the content space, in which you should probably create your own content. But agencies are tracking everything down to the tiniest engagement metric. So for example, how we do it internally is that we track how different concepts are performing and how different creators are performing. And in this way, we can kind of rank and order and give more assignments to the creators who are doing better, or assign more concepts for which is performing better. And we're able to do this because we spent months actually building dashboards in Looker Studio, which helps us do this better for all the companies we work with. Now, in the same way, there are many other amazing agencies out there who do this, that have great metrics, great dashboards. And if you're paying an agency, you are essentially paying for these metrics and dashboards as well, which you probably don't want to spend the time hiring a data team to build all these things out, or thinking about how you assign concepts and content, and thinking about how that impacts how you pay the creators, and thinking about how that impacts how you assign content. It's just a whole messy process in which everything just becomes a lot easier. So the next thing that I want to talk about is literally just like handling logistics. There are so many things out there, like sourcing creators, managing revisions, tracking deliverables, paying the creators, giving them contracts, trying to get the revisions in on time, assigning the content, trying the concepts, seeing what works, testing hooks, bodies, call to actions. As you guys can just hear in the tone of my voice, it's exhausting. There's a ton of things that go on. And half of the things that need to get done, you will only know if you've done content before. Because how else are you really going to understand content unless you can really visualize it and you've created the content? There are people out there who've done this, but what I found is that if you've created content, then you'll really know the nuances of, okay, like this creator made this piece of content And there's a reason they put this word in it. And I know why they did it, because I've made content before. Or this creator did not do the right thing in the hook. And I know why, because I listen to a lot of content, or I've made content, and I know that this hook should not be here. And these are things that you kind of just pick up creatively as you create more content. But there's also all the logistical side of things, which I just mentioned before, and I don't even want to repeat again. And so if you're doing all of those logistics, now you're not really freeing up your time to spend time on your brand, and you're not also freeing up time to improve your product. And how do you manage your team? And it just becomes such a pain. And so by hiring an agency, you're able to free up all this time to focus on scaling your business, and they'll take care of all of the other things that, you know, it's just not the best time use. So if you guys can figure out, you know, how can you free up your own time, then I really think you'll build a great business. And by hiring an agency, you're able to free up your time in all three of the things that I mentioned. So once again, the three things that I think are the main reasons why I think you should hire an agency, whoever it may be, a good agency, of course, is number one, you want to have an agency who has insights. So insights is the reason that you're paying for them. Number two, metrics and dashboards. Being able to see what's working, tracking it, and understanding the data. And number three, handling logistics. They'll take care of all of the things that you don't want to do and will probably take you months or even years to figure out. And it just becomes so much easier, and you can focus your time on scaling your company, because that's the ultimate goal. So if you're looking to get serious about your content, then I would highly, highly encourage you as a startup to hire an agency. It's going to fast track your growth. You're going to be able to do things a lot faster. You're not going to spend months figuring out content. And you're going to work with experts who've done it before, who have built content, and they know exactly what drives results. And even if it doesn't work, and I'll be honest with you guys, if it doesn't work, at least you learn. And you'll see what's happening, and you'll be able to get insights, and you can pivot. Because not every company will become successful, and that's the harsh truth. But if you're able to work with a great agency, you can figure out what's working and what's not working, and double down on what's working. All right, guys, that's all I got for this episode. Thanks for listening. Hopefully it was helpful, and we will see you in the next one.